This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We are coming up on Fashion Week in New York, which probably calls to mind models on the catwalk in impossibly high stilettos. But this season, nope. It's a more, shall we say, athletic look, with sneakers even popping up on the Paris runways. So if you spend your time in yoga pants, you're going to love this. We turn to Kate Betts whenever we have a fashion industry question. Kate, good to have you back.
Thank you for having me.
So on the runways in Paris, the fanciest couture shows, there were sneakers? Well, what? What's up with that?
I know, it's crazy, right? Chanel Couture and Dior Couture, probably the two most established French fashion houses, showed sneakers that were obviously very high-end. I think they were probably hand-embroidered or something. They're obviously responding to street fashion because that inspires a lot of the runways. But I think they're also responding to a shift in sort of codes and manners and the way that we present ourselves.
What does that tell you about who they're trying to target and who has the money to spend on both high-end fashion and then the things that trickle down from that?
Well, it's funny because I think they're trying, I mean, obviously those are very high-priced items and couture is the very highest level of the fashion market, but I think what they're trying to say is that this is a kind of a new attitude and they're responding to both, I think it's the millennials and also the baby boomers who are dressing in this very casual way. But I think it's also for the higher end client, it's that they want a more fluid way of dressing for their lifestyle.
Is that lifestyle aspirational? Are we talking juice cleanses and soul cycle here?
Yeah, that's the lifestyle. It's the wellness look, you know. I think they want to be active and healthy. And even if they're not active and healthy, they want to look like they are. I think it's interesting to notice that activewear for 2013 was up 9%, whereas general apparel was just up 1%. So these are the clothes people are buying.
Yeah, when you think about this as a market, how much room do either designers or brands like Nike, Under Armour, who sell to broader swaths of the population, how much room do they have to expand?
Well, I think there's a lot of room because, first of all, I think there is interest in activewear at pretty much every level of the market. And also, don't forget that the activewear apparel market is also driven by the advancement in technology because a lot of these fabrics are really, really high tech. So anytime a new kind of weave or fiber is introduced, there's a whole new potential for development there.
We're looking forward toward New York Fashion Week. Look in your crystal ball. Tell me what we're going to see.
Well, I'm sure that this trend will be, you know, pretty strong on the runways. I'm sure that there's also going to be a lot of collaborations between designers and big apparel firms, like the recent Riccardo Tisci, who's the designer for Givenchy, signed a big deal with Nike, and he designed a pair of sneakers that's $225 for Nike, you know. So anything's possible, I guess, nowadays.
Is this stuff going so far that Nike's got to worry about Dior sneaking in and stealing their customers?
I don't think they have to worry about Dior, but I think they probably have to worry about all of the new labels that are going to pop up.
Kate Betts is the author of Everyday Icon, Michelle Obama and the Power of Style. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.